If you are a business owner this morning, not this morning, but over the last week or two, and you've gotten letters from the rates office telling you what your new rates will be for 2024, and if you've gotten a price shock in those rates, then get in touch with us. Let us know if your rates have gone down, if they've stayed the same, or if they've gone up. We want to hear from you on the programme to get kind of a picture of what's happening out there. Because from early last week, when business owners were opening their letters from the rates office, they were being given, a lot of people getting in touch with us, a lot of owners getting in touch with us, saying they were getting nasty surprises and nasty shocks and that their rates had gone up. So we're trying to get a picture of exactly what's going on here. With me on the line to talk about this is one of those business owners who contacted us on the programme. That's Robert Ryan of Ryan's Mace in Lazelton. Robert, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for your time.
Listen, start at the start of this process, because there's been a process for the last kind of year and a half, 2 years or so, of revaluation of rates right across the country. That's involved an appeals process, a consultation process. So you've been through the ringer, really, with those sort of appeals, culminating in the bill you got last week. So start at the start for me, please.
Okay, Jerry. The first of was in middle of 2022 when we were notified that our rates were going to increase. So we had until October of that year to appeal our rates. So I filled out the forms and sent them off. We had to appeal to the Dublin office. We couldn't appeal to the Kerry office. So I was told my rates were under appeal. So I waited for 6 months and had nothing. So I phoned and they said they were still under review. And at the end of that year, in September, I rang in September 23 and they were still under review. So that year, that was a full year gone and nothing had backed. Jerry, I didn't hear anything from anybody. So there was an appeal board in Listowel in October of last year, actually. So I decided I would visit in Listowel, in the library there in Listowel. So I went in and I met this gentleman from Mayo. He was brought down to for these appeals. And I gave him my information. And basically what I was told, he told me a screen and it was blank. And he said, you don't exist.
They lost your appeal?
They lost it, but they had told me three times previous in that previous year that it was still under review, so that they had it and it was under review. But when I attended on this day in September in Listowel, your man, he showed me, turned the blank screen to me and he said, you don't exist. He said, there's no appeal there. So I kind of taken aback a bit and I said, where do I go from here? And he said, basically what you have to do is fill out the forms again and appeal your case again. So I had no choice. I had to go away and download the forms, and to add a bit of insult to my injury, then I had to pay €125 for my second appeal to get it appealed. And that was last September. And the next thing I've heard, Jerry, was last week in the post, I got a lovely bill for €7,350 for my rates with no notification.
So your second appeal, they didn't come back to you about that either?
No, I've had nothing from anybody. I've had no one to come out and measure the building or look at the size of the building or the location of it or anything. They just sent me a bill. And the thing about this bill, Jerry, the way we used to pay it before was in two mighties. You pay one maybe in April and you pay the rest maybe in July, just before the end of the year. So this bill is up front, they want
€7,350. So how much of an increase is that?
Well, in 2022, Jerry, I paid €2,160. So
and now you're being asked for over 7,000?
€7,350 without actually any notification of what happened, my appeal, or anybody to visit my premises. Nothing. Absolutely nothing, Jerry. Yeah. So that's
and
what
you
I'm left with now.
You've been trying for the last year and a half, 2 years, to get an answer. First of all, you ended up being told, sorry, we lost your appeal again, you paid your €125, you've had no outcome to that, no one visiting you, but you got the letter last week saying €7,500, please. And also, on top of that, you're being told you have to pay it all in one go, there isn't the split of one section and another section in the year.
That's basically what it says here in front of me, yeah. It's a demand for upfront rates, yeah. So I don't really know Where we go from here, Jerry, but all I can say is I'm not paying that until I get an answer from someone. I can't afford it anyway, Jerry, so, yeah.
That's a big increase from 2,500 to 7,500. That's before you switch on your first light switch in the morning, Robert. It's before you sell your first pack of potatoes or your first pint of milk or anything else like that. You have to come up with that money to stay in business.
We have to, yeah. And but we don't mind increases. Like, everything is going up. Like, insurance, everything else is going up. So we don't mind an increase. But something like this is when you appeal it, you expect to get an answer from somebody, or you expect to hear something. So not to hear anything and just be sent a bill is kind of an insult. And to have to appeal it twice and still not hear anything is, I don't know where we go from here. Like, we don't have an answer or anywhere to go. So all I know is I can't afford to pay that. So. That's where I met Jerry.
Yeah, and that's very frustrating. And are you? I suppose you want answers first of all from the Rates Valuation Office. So look, you know, why you didn't get an answer back on your appeal on either stage? You want to find out that first and foremost, I suppose.
Yeah, what you'd like to hear is where is your appeal and when will you hear, or like why doesn't someone visit your premises to see the location? Like, I know there would be surely a difference in rates between city and county. Like, I'm, as you know, I'm in a rural area. I'm halfway between Listowel and Ballybunion, and it's hard enough to make a living down the winter. So it's not like a city where you have a constant trade. So I presume there'd have to be some kind of consideration for that, you know. But without anyone visiting your premises, and it's valued from Dublin, I don't think they even know what location I'm in, to be honest with you. You know, so it would be nice to hear something from someone, yeah.
Have you had any increase in your floor area? Have you doubled the size of the shop? Is there any reason to think as to why it's gone up by so much?
No, Jerry. The only thing they had said the last time they were going to increase in the rates, and this was nationwide, that anyone with a forecourt, that they were going to take the forecourt into account as well as the shop. Now, my forecourt is pretty small. It doesn't add an awful lot of extra to my space, like to my square footage. So there is no way, like, I have two pumps out the front. It's a small forecourt. So I couldn't possibly add that much to my rates. Yeah.
And that is the curve. So now, I know this has been talked about. We've done pieces on the programme about this before. There's the annual rate evaluation set by Kerry County Council and by the councillors, but the Valuation Office decides on the rateable valuation of individual properties, net annual value, as opposed to the IRV, which is decided by county councillors. And the ultimate amount of rates businesses face is calculated by multiplying a business's valuation by the ARV. Based on the new valuation, many businesses we were expecting would be facing higher rates as a result of that. Now, the Valuations Office have been commenting on this, and they maintain the latest evaluation provides a fairer system. It insists many businesses will not be out of pocket as a result. In fact, it says many businesses might stand to pay less thanks to the revaluation. But with the rental income having skyrocketed since the last valuation, businesses, you know, would be expecting an increase. And that's the question about it. Is it based on your turnover? Is it based on the floor area of your shop? Or is it based on, you know, the rental income versus floor area? And that's the question as to why things have changed.
Yeah, I would presume it would be based on floor area. But, I mean, floor area in a country area and floor area in a city or a town would be totally different. It would be worth a lot more in value, obviously. So they couldn't base it. Like, if they base it on a floor area out the country, it just wouldn't make sense. And obviously, that's what they've done. So it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, my turnover wouldn't be anything like a city shop. Like, so it just couldn't happen. It shouldn't be that way, Jerry. Well, I think it shouldn't be that way. Anyway, I think
Got any explanation either, Robert, as to why there's this demand for upfront once-off payment, unlike the old system, which split it in two, took a bit of pressure off businesses to allow you to pay it in two installments.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose we haven't anyone to talk to. I don't really know, because the valuation is nationwide and it's done through Dublin. So we don't have any access to anybody or any name to talk to. So we don't know. That's the same as my appeal. I don't know what process or what stage it's at. So That's where I'm at, Jerry. I haven't an answer for anything there, really.
There seems to be a refocus and a re-evaluation of it based on, you know, rental values across different sectors and locations. What they've said is the revaluation is a reassessment from first principles of the rateable value of all properties in a local authority area at the same time by reference to the same valuation date. They say it restores relativity between different properties, categories and locations while taking account of changing rental values across different sectors and locations, taking account of changing rental values of those properties. So that's what they're saying as to why it has been done. You're saying this is it's a massive price shock, Robert. Even if you had some notice and you appealed it, but if you had some notice that it's going to go up three times in terms of what your business needs to earn to pay this bill.
That's it, yeah. If you could guess. Well, I can't afford it anyway, number one, Jerry. I just can't afford that. And I mean, everybody accepts increases and everything since COVID, everything is going up as we know. But to have nearly a fourfold increase is just crazy. That's like someone picked a figure out of their head up in Dublin and put it in a piece of paper and sent it on to you. It just doesn't make sense. Without visiting my premises and seeing what I have and seeing my business, it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. Okay. Look, you're waiting answers. We'll contact the valuation office. We'll see what happens, Robert, in relation to trying to get an answer as to what happened with your process, because I know other people have appealed and did get some answers and they engaged, as you said. They went to the Listowel local area and there was people there and you talked to them that time. Some people have gone through that process already, but it seems with you that they've dropped the ball twice in terms of what you have in relation to it. A listener gets in touch this morning from Cara Savine, says he's out of business 11 years. He sold his property 4 years ago. He's still getting letters about rates due. This despite emailing and phoning Kerry County Council on several occasions. So it seems like the council needs to do a bit of work, a bit of office administration to sort that one out. A business owner in a rural area contacted the show. He says, we get nothing for our rates. We pay for our rubbish disposal, water, our electricity charges are three times higher. We can't afford any more. That's why so many small business closures are coming down the line. Okay, well, Robert, look, thanks very much for telling us your story. We'll try and get some answers as to what happened with those appeals, but thanks for highlighting it for us in the programme.
That's great, Jerry, and thanks for your time. Thanks very much.
Okay. All right, Robert, there's Robert Ryan there from Lazelton Mace in Lazelton talking about that. I suppose what it is, it's a serious price shock. He went about trying to appeal it, didn't get any clear answers, was told his appeal was lost, went and appealed again and just got the bill in the post. No answer as to, you know, he's appealing the increase in rates, but going from €2,500 up to €7,500, that's a pretty stiff increase. Now, as I said, if anyone's out there, and we'll try and get some answers in relation to what happened in his particular case from the rates office, the valuation office. But if anyone out there has gone through the process, did you appeal it? Did it work for you? Was it reasonable? Are you paying the same rates again? Have you got a decrease in your rates? Just trying to get a bigger picture as to what is happening out there. I've heard a couple of stories, and most of the stories I've heard is a story of increase in terms of what people have to pay. And we're hearing particularly and news again of another business, high profile business closing down on Friday, and that is a very popular place, Nana B's Cafe and Wood-Fired Pizza in Castle Island, announced that they permanently closed their doors due to extremely high and continuously rising costs and demands across all aspects of the business, staffing issues along with COVID, warehousing issues. We have no choice but to close our doors. This is what they posted on Facebook. Thank you all from the bottom of our hearts. The honour it's been, the constant support and goodwill behind us these past 10 years, it would make you believe in nothing but magic. Thank you to each and every customer that came to our doors. Thank you to the Nana Gang. The love and daily laughs were something else. The amount of learning that was done. What a way to spend the last decade. Our cups, bellies and hearts were always full. We only wish that success and further potential in business was met, and this perfect storm of post-COVID issues in our industry could have been weathered. We are, however, fiercely grateful for the time we had. Thank you for all being part of the Nana community and supporting us at whatever stage. And thank you to all our local suppliers. The tears and thanks are plenty today, but to the reason the business came to existence in the first place, Nana B, thank you to you, Infinity. Hope you got to see and enjoy the madness that was all in your name. You truly were bigger than the whole sky. So much love and thanks for all of it, Trish. And that's Nana B's Cafe and Wood-Fired Pizza that announced over the weekend that it was closing permanently and putting it down to staffing issues, COVID warehousing issues, that's the VAT warehousing that was done by the government, and the extremely high and continuously rising costs of running a business. And we've seen a number of other high profile small businesses, cafes, restaurants, bars, closed down in the last while. So we're trying to get a big picture, I suppose, what is happening on the high street in towns and villages across the county.